Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast. I am your host, Quite, joined as always by Wild Spartans.
Hi, wah.
And FPS Diesel.
I'm eating Chinese food.
Yep, and the Chinese food guy is a dick. But and here we have a special guest. Actually, Catman, how are you today?
Hello, I'm fantastic. I'm so happy to be here to save your podcast.
You sound ecstatic, by the way.
Oh, I'm absolutely
You sound incredibly happy. Enthusiastic about being in the Loud Mouse podcast on this fine day of whatever day it is.
Yes, that is me. You summed
be,
up my
just
emotions
can't be
perfectly.
Asked to look at the bottom right corner of my monitor and reach out and read out the date, can I?
No, and if we read out the date, then people will know when we recorded it. That's bad. It's bad.
Exactly.
We're recording
it breaks
the 16th.
Immersion.
We're recording the 16th. The 16th of December.
We
okay,
recorded
anyways.
On the 16th December, unless there's something we say in here that's false information by the time that's known to be false information by the time it comes out. Then we recorded it before the other information came out.
Also, I just want to say that Diesel, the Chinese man is not a dick. You forgot your order number.
That's look, we all make mistakes in life. I'm sorry. Look, I'm sorry I'm so late today. I apologize.
But you called him a dick for your own mistake. That's not cool, brother.
Yeah.
Well, life's
we're
rough.
We're going to have to kick you off the cast just for
man,
that. Actually, welcome
today's
to
episode is
podcast.
Not Chinese, man. It's Axel. Today we are learning about the Estonian.
Yes, exactly. It is Axel's episode. Introductory
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, it's Axel's episode.
Now,
we need to ask him about the Chinese man.
Diesel
what do you think about him?
We'd like to introduce Axel as our new third host. As every time we have on a guest, Diesel has to take a very short hiatus and get replaced permanently, but also temporarily.
Yes.
No, since this is Axel's episode, I want his opinion on the Chinese man. What is your opinion?
The Chinese food man? What you think?
He probably,
yeah. Racism.
The Chinese man probably works really hard every day to provide for his family. He doesn't provide Chinese food for you to be a little bitch about it, Diesel. He works very hard every day, and I
yeah,
feel like you should
to,
respect his grind.
On this one.
I agree with Axel.
Me too.
Sorry, Diesel.
I disagree. For no other reason than to disagree.
Wow, Diesel got
disagree.
Let me guess.
You
think you should be allowed to be an asshole to him because he's Asian. We see how it is here, Diesel.
Yes, I've watched Seinfeld.
I get it. I understood that.
You
that
understood
that reference.
I didn't understand that joke. I didn't watch Seinfeld.
No, Fine Bros.
It wasn't about
Seinfeld
specifically.
Seinfeld.
It was like there's a Fine Bros video where like they had some kids that are the original demographic of the Seinfeld show of today's generation. They had them react to the show. Some of them took to it pretty lukewarmly. Others took it to it not so well. And H3 also made a video about it.
Yes,
the reaction.
A reaction video to the reaction video.
Oh damn. Okay. It's enough about Seinfeld and the Chinese food, man. Quite, ask your first question. Let's go. Let's get this rolling. Let's get Axel talking.
So actually,
let's pick his brain.
You're a YouTuber, aren't you, technically?
Unfortunately, yes.
Good to know. So instead of asking you about your content, I'd like to ask you, what type of content do you like to watch on YouTube.com?
I like to watch mostly the YouTubers that like I've noticed recently that I no longer like watch the same YouTubers like consistently. Like, I used to have like these like favorite YouTubers that I would watch every single day. Nowadays that's not really like the case anymore, I guess. I used to watch a lot of Anthony Fantano, like religiously. I would even watch his more obscure reviews, and I guess I also this is a really unpopular answer, of course. I'm so quirky for saying this, but I really love Nakey Jakey.
Oh my god, that's insane, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know nobody else would say that. That's why
that's such an unpopular opinion. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Poplarist.
You're so brave for stating that opinion.
I'm so quirky and weird for that, I know.
Have you stalked Anthony Fantano's second channel at all?
Oh yeah, I have. Yeah.
Yeah, I only ever watch like the reviews for albums that I care about, and then I'll like watch his second channel videos more regularly.
For me, it's like a hate love relationship with him because I feel like a lot of the time he makes really great points, but then there's like also like a few times where it's like I can respect the different opinion, but then like when I watch the review, I'm like, damn, he approached this shit in the like completely wrong angle, I guess, you know.
Yeah, Lil Pump deserved a 10, I think.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that was just like the worst review he's ever put out.
Cannot believe he gave it a damn out of 10. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Little Pump's the greatest rapper alive.
It's become a meme, though. Like, if he gives something a 7, it's a damn out of 10 now. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter what level of 7, it's a damn out of 10.
That was such a fucking... That was so hilarious. Because, like, 7 is a good score, but everybody got so angry that he gave it a 7. Like, because,
I mean, it's Kendrick. Like, they're, like, and a lot of people liked the album more than...
What do you rate his past albums before that?
Nothing lower than an 8.
Oh, that's probably why.
The album before Damn was Untitled and Mastered. That got an 8, and those were literally just Kendrick's B-sides. To Pimp a Butterfly got a 10, Good Kid, Mad City got a 9, and Section 80 got an 8. I think Damn should have gotten an 8, personally, but, you know, yeah, 7 is not a bad score.
I'd agree with an 8, yeah.
I think giving things numbers is stupid, so, you know.
Aren't you evolved? Is that why you forgot your order number?
I think numbers are stupid. Down with the institution of math. Destroy all numerical values.
Hold on, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean get rid of numbers. That's not what I said.
I know, that's definitely not what you meant, but it's funnier to pretend it is. Like, let's be real here.
This just said Diesel hates all numbers.
No, because like, I think of like game reviews.
Diesel believes he is a 12-year-old man in a 21-year-old's body.
I am a 40-year-old
numbers
man.
Numbers is nothing
and a 20
but an age.
No, Diesel's
body.
A boomer. Diesel's a boomer.
I'm a boomer, yeah. I'm totally a boomer.
Boomer mindset.
Look, I just think of game reviews, and I'm like, why, if something's not an 8 out of 10, then it's instantly an ass game. But I've, like, they're good 7, 6, 5, 4, well, maybe not anything below 4. It's probably just going to be, like, loud noises, I guess.
No, once it hits 6, that's when I'm all like, oh, I don't really think this game... Like, unless it's, like, I'm a fan of, like, the franchise, I don't really, like, look into the game anymore if it's a 6.
With music reviews, Anthony said that, like, anything, like, 6 and above means he had a positive experience with the album. And, like, a 3 out of 10 album can still have, like, some really high highlights, but the rest are just shit. Like, it doesn't mean there's nothing of value in the album, it's just most of the album isn't of value. I think, I don't really have a problem with number ratings, because, like, I think, like, for a quick peek, it gives you, like, some, for a quick peek, it gives you some insight as to what you might be in for, but... I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know. The thing with number ratings is that everyone has different scales for their number ratings and how they view things.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, like, everybody has different perspectives with which they form their opinion, so it's like, I think it's the same lens you're looking at through the review, like, so.
Yeah, but if there's no number rating, you're going through reading the review and you understand the perspective more than just reading the number. That's, like, the issue with the numbers, but it's, like, it's not a big deal, in my opinion.
Same.
I think...
Axel?
I think numbers are, like, they're, some people put way too much value on them, and they don't actually, like, ever watch the review, and they look at the number, and they get super pissed, because I've, you know, sometimes I've had, like, oh, so I scroll to the bottom of Fintano's description, I look at the number of you, and I'm like, what? And then, but then when I watch the review, I guess I, you know, understand it more. There's a review site that approaches the number system completely, like, so, it's Pitchfork, right? They have... they have some fucking random journalist or whatever write the review, and then the publisher, or whoever the fuck the dude is, he picks the number, and sometimes it's, like, completely unrelated to the review. So, like, they're gonna give, like, an album, like, a 7 out of 10, but then the review is, like, complete, like, reflects the opposite. Like, the review is just complete shitting on the album, but then they get, like, a 7 out of 10.
I think, like, a lot of people, like, are... I don't think there's a problem with the number rating itself. I think it's more, like, how people view the number rating. It's, like, they're more concerned on what's the number and still instead of why is it that number.
Mm-hmm. There needs to be more of a universal understanding of what the number rating is. Like, that's, like, the whole problem with it.
I mean, the number rating itself is subjective, so if the scale isn't subjective as well,
I guess. Yeah, but it's like a unit of measurement. It's like how a foot's a foot.
It's a unit of measurement of something subjective, though.
Yeah, but it's supposed to make it simple, not more convoluted.
A nickelback out of 10? If it's like a nickelback, it's like a 1. But if it's like Mozart, it's a 10? I don't know.
I don't know. I just, for me, like, I had like a fun game that, like, for albums that I don't really have a whole lot of interest in, sometimes I like going to Anthony's reviews. I like reading that little summary he gives at the top and then guessing what number it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really big waste of time when I could have just watched the video. But I'm like, ooh, what if I learned, like, I'm trying to, like, learn how he views things and shit. Like, by the way he words this review or, like, the summary of the description, can I guess what he gave it? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. Speaking that speaks to me.
Say again, go ahead.
I feel that.
Oh, I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead. I feel that.
Speaking of music artists or something, did y'all see that Kanye wants to meet Hideo Kojima today?
Oh my god, I nerded out when I saw that.
Yeah, I know, it was so fucking cool.
I did not see this.
No, damn. Like, so Hideo Kojima is in New York today. Oh wait, that dates the podcast. Whoops.
No!
But like, Kanye West is also in New York, and he's like, oh my god, Hideo Kojima is in New York. Can somebody tell me how to contact him? I want to meet him. And then he like just started adding Kojima. He's like, hey, can we meet up? Like, Kanye fucking loves Hideo Kojima, apparently.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, like, sometimes I forget that fucking Kanye loves video games.
I mean, yeah, he's such a meme.
But, like, genuinely, like, he, like, wanted to make a video game in tribute to his mother when she originally died, apparently.
Oh, damn.
Like, he's big into
shit. Yeah, and he used to, before he, like, started producing as a kid, he taught himself how to code. Like, that was, like, a thing that he did.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah. Yep. Diesel, you and him have a lot more in common than you think.
Yeah, you're both ex gamers.
I'm a gamer for life, okay?
You moved on to other art forms. But
yeah.
And then yesterday he had his whole thing with Drake, and then like some verified account though. Like I could not, like, I don't really want to talk about the Drake thing because it's a convoluted mess that I'd know next to nothing about, so I wouldn't feel comfortable.
I just know that Drake, everyone's calling Drake a pussy. That's all I fucking know.
I don't know anything about that. I haven't even seen that. But like, what I really wanted to talk about was there was a verified account that wasn't Kanye, but it changed their name to like the same one as Kanye's actual Twitter account, changed his profile picture to the one that Kanye has, and then he's like, he made a fake tweet with a verified account saying, yes, Drake fucked my wife, but he ain't the thug he claims to be, and I just, like, it got 30,000 fucking likes and 18,000 retweets before he either deleted it or it got removed. It was so fucking funny.
Using his power for good.
Like, I thought that was, like, Kanye's actual Twitter account at first, and I was fucking dying, and I was still dying after I found out it was fake.
Epic.
Axel, you always sound so, like, unenthusiastic about everything.
Like, you sound like you're spiritually and not here. Like, you're physically in front of your computer in this Discord call, but mentally and spiritually, you're everywhere at once, my guy.
I'm fully here for you, brother. I'm here for this experience, even if it doesn't sound like it. Maybe it's because I woke up, like, an hour ago.
To be fair, Axel always sounds like this.
Yeah,
he does.
Today I was like murdering Brandon at Civ, and I was like, I was like having the best time of my life, but at the same time I was sounding like, haha.
Literally, he'd be like, haha, Brandon, I have my troops at your border. Like, there'd be nothing else. He'd be like, haha, Brandon, I have my troops at your border. You're fucked, kid.
Lord Almighty. Axel, do you consume other things aside from YouTube videos? Like, obviously music seems important.
I consume a lot of music and a lot of I wish I would have more time to watch like TV, not like sit down and watch like ads, you know, not that TV. more like, as in, like, watch shows. I mean, nowadays I binge watch The Office when I edit. The Office, that is. My voice kind of just gave out for some reason when I said The Office. I binge watch The Office when I edit, just so I can have something in the background. And I also, I don't know, I consume news, I guess. I like reading news. That's about it. Jesus, my life is boring. I just realized how boring my life is.
What about games? What kind of games do you play besides, like, Civ?
Nowadays, I don't play that many games. I got, like, a new computer in September, because I was like, oh, I'm going to be a gamer. But then I started making videos, and now I don't have fucking time to play games, except for, like, Civ every now and then, I guess. And Tetris. I like playing Tetris.
You play Tetris all the fucking time.
I love Tetris. I mean, it's such like a great game to just like put on and then like lose your mind into.
You guys want to see something really funny that I just found out?
Please regale us.
I mean, I hear you typing in the background. So
I know. I'm like, what is he typing about?
Look.
Holy shit.
Dude, all of our fucking videos are getting on trending on gaming.
I'm on trending!
My Cards Against Humanity video got in trending a gaming. It's like, these aren't even fucking games. Like, why are these going on the gaming
Sonic
trending?
Sonic Big Legs, for my first video on trending. It's gaming trending, but it's trending.
Fucking Quackity's Animal Jam raid announcement got in trending, too. The gaming trending. Like, they all get a gaming trending. I don't know why. They just say Sonic, and you're like, this is a game. This is a game.
Trending's for losers.
Benji fucking got on trending the other day. Oh, fucking Christ. Yeah, we big boys now.
I got on, like,
I'm gonna be
YouTube trending.
Rewind, guys. It's confirmed. It's confirmed.
I've been on Canadian trending before.
Yeah, I remember. Does trending, like, not do shit for your videos?
It doesn't really do shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, the view increase is, like, nothing.
It looks cool, though, that it says trending.
Yeah, I mean, like, I haven't been on American trending, to be fair. Like, that probably has, like, a massive fucking boost. But, like, I've been on the Canadian trending and the gaming trending that has had, like, no noticeable increase at all. So.
Yeah, when did trending get sections, though? Like, I didn't realize they, like, segregated it into, like, gaming trending and general trending and all that for a long-ass time.
I think they just introduced gaming trending. I don't think that's been around for, like, ever. I think it was just introduced.
They're segregating the gamers.
Oh, my God! Gamers need to rise up! Fix this atrocity!
Remember when you said you were saying that word to, like, kill the meme? Like, at this point, it's just you saying it, keeping it alive.
Gamers need to rise up!
You said you were repeating this meme over and over again so it would die, but you are its IV drip.
Rise up.
This is what
just
I mean.
Rise up. Rise up. Hey, Axel. Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yeah?
So, what's Estonia like? Do gamers rise up there?
Oh, they're rising up, all right. I mean, I don't know how political you want to get, but they're rising up, all right.
I want to know, give me the short and skinny about Estonia. I don't know anything about the country.
You want some Estonian tea? Well, it's like, it's a small country, 1.3 million people. You know, depending on who you ask, it's either Eastern European or Northern European, but anybody with any knowledge of the map can tell that it's very clearly Northern European, although the culture at times does resemble a bit more Eastern Europe because, you know, we were under the Soviet control for a bit, so half of our nation is basically alcoholics due to that.
Is that accurate? Like, is that a statistic I can look up?
There's definitely a problem with alcoholism, and there's definitely a problem with domestic violence, but it's not anywhere near as bad as Russia or, like, the rest of Eastern Europe, which is, like, so Estonia is, like, stuck in, like, this, weird, I looked at this, like, statistic, right, where it's, like, countries, by GDP, right, and then it was, like, countries that have a bigger GDP than Estonia are in green, and then the countries that have a smaller GDP than Estonia are in red. And literally all of Western and Northern Europe were green, a.k.a. bigger GDP, and then all of Eastern Europe had less GDP, which means that Estonia is, like, fucking dead set in the middle of Eastern European and Western European countries. So that basically sums up the country. It's, like, too good to be Eastern European, but too shitty to be Western Europe or Northern Europe.
So it's basically the border?
Yeah, basically. We are, like, the massive centrist.
You're a radical centrist?
Yeah, a radical centrist. I mean, that sums up the country's politics as well, basically, so.
But, like, what is it for the regular Estonian citizen, like, when they wake up in the morning? Like, what is life like?
Well, Estonia is, like, super, like, advanced in the technological field. Sometimes the internet gets, like, a bit carried away. Like, I feel like the internet really fetishizes this country because there's, like, every now and again I see, like, fucking Uber facts or some stupid fucking Twitter account posting facts related to Estonia, and they're like, oh, did you know that there's Wi-Fi in the forests in Estonia? Like, no, that's fucking complete bullshit. There's no fucking Wi-Fi in forests. Like,
I love that. Is there one forest with Wi-Fi in Estonia?
There's probably some fucking idiot that set up a modem in a forest. I can't, you know, say that there's no forest in Estonia, but this is not, like, a thing. Like, I'm guessing what they mean is that there's, like, since Estonia is, like, such a small country, I mean, land-wise, like, we're not that small. Like, we're bigger than the Netherlands, for example, and they have, like, 20 million people, and we have, like, way less, but, I'm guessing what they meant was, like, the fucking, like, 4G or whatever, like, spans the entire country. I don't know. We like technology. as an Estonian, it is my job to let you guys know that we made Skype. That was something that we did.
Why would you brag about that?
Your program sucks.
Okay, no. Before fucking Microsoft bought it.
We literally all abandoned it to use Discord. Like, we're not on Skype anymore.
Before Microsoft bought it, it was a great service. It was very great back in the day, but then Microsoft bought it, and it just went down the shitter. You know? I mean, for everyday life, it's like, it's a pretty good country to live in, I guess, especially if you work in the IT field. But that's like every country, so.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just like a, you know, like the PUBG map, you know, the first one.
Oh, fuck.
I thought Estonia just looks like that.
I mean, honestly, if you go to some of the fucking rural shitholes, then yeah, it does look like that.
Okay. See, you never hear anything about, like, Estonia. Quiet, stop fucking typing. Don't tell me what to do. Fuck me. I'm glad I'm not editing this. But,
great. Like,
clickety clack, remove that shit. But
clickety clackety, your dick is now quackety.
That's a good thing you brought up. How'd you meet the guy from Afghanistan?
So believe it or not, I met him through this game called Toontown.
Wow, that's crazy. That's fucking crazy, dude. What is Toontown? What is that? Never. What? What the fuck is that? Huh?
So, Toontown is like a kid's game, but keep in mind, we were kids at the time. I mean, I was like, I've known him for 5 years, I met him like, in like, it's been like a bit over 5 years now that I've known him for. I met him when he had like 4,000 subscribers. He was like making waves in the Toontown community, because I was like browsing this like random ass forum one day. And I see that, oh no, like, Toontown's closing. I gotta check that out. Like, that game was, like, my jam. Like, when I was, like, little, I used to play that game all the time. And then I started playing it, and then I went on this, like, Toontown equivalent of Facebook called Toonbook. And I made some stupid video, and he really liked it. So he started, like, commenting on shit. And yeah, that's the story, really. I mean, it's really weird looking back at it, because we've gone from, like, Toontown to him almost having a million subscribers, which is, like, really, really crazy. I'm really proud of him.
Aw.
Yeah, aw, that's a cute story, actually.
That's
so wholesome. That's
wholesome. I know, that's like, I know didn't we have Quackity on, and he told the same story from his perspective?
I don't think he told the story of meeting Axel. He did tell a bunch of fucking Toontown stories.
He did spill tea about Toontown.
Yeah,
drama.
And then Axel, I remember you being in call with me and Quackity, and then you're like, "By the way, Quackity, you fucked up a lot of those stories."
Yeah, he did. So, I don't remember how, but he did.
So, do you want to tell us some of those stories in your own words?
Well, he told the story about the guy that like faked cancer, right?
And then, yes.
Oh yeah, that's a classic hoot. I remember that. I at the time I was like really like close friends with the guy, and when he like quote unquote died, I was like super sad. I was playing like this like, I was like at the time I was like 15 or 16. I can't remember when that was. I was so like sad. I was playing like this really sad playlist. I was like messaging my girlfriend at the time. I was like, man, today is an awful day. And then, like, a week later, my friend just tells me, like, oh, yeah, no, that guy was a pedophile. So, it was a really, like, weird situation. I got him to watch Breaking Bad. So, I guess that's, like, one of my achievements. I got a child predator to watch Breaking Bad.
Holy shit.
I don't... Okay, it's really weird, though. Like, here's something that I've kept thinking about that whole ordeal this whole time. He was, like, a legitimate child predator because he had, like, a girlfriend at the time who was, like, a real person. And she was, like, 14. And apparently the guy was, like, old as fuck. But here's what I find really creepy. So, basically, like, the game developers basically confirmed that the guy's story was fake because they added in, like, this, like, server name. into the game, because there's multiple servers that are called, like, districts or whatever, and they named one server after him, but then after, like, words started going around, they removed it. But then at the same time, they kept saying, like, oh, I'm guessing to, like, save face, they were like, oh, no, he wasn't a pedophile, when in reality, you know, everybody kind of knew at that point already. The weirdest shit was that, like, when he was alive, he would always have, like, these, like, quote-unquote family members. Like, he had, like, four sisters or brothers that all played the game on, like, different accounts. They all fucking stuck around after, like, he, quote-unquote, died, and after, like, everybody knew that he was kind of, like, a pedophile. Those, like, quote-unquote family members all stuck around, which was really weird to me, because, like, it's, like, his fucking, like, quote-unquote sister... One time, like, when I was on Toontown, not playing the game, of course. I mean, why would I play Toontown? Am I right, guys? But she, like...
Yeah. Only nerds play Toontown.
She, quote-unquote, I don't know why I put quote-unquote in that context. She fucking... she messages me in-game. Quote-unquote messages me. What the fuck? I got a bit carried away with the quote-unquotes there. I apologize.
Quote-unquote, it's okay.
She messages me and she's like, oh, hi, Axel. But the fucking shit is, like, I just don't know. Like, it's so weird, that whole story. Like, it was pretty much, like, confirmed that it was all fake. But the fact that his, like, I'm guessing that he stuck around as the family members and, like, kept messaging people, that was, like, really, like, weird, you know?
Yeah, okay, I have a question to add on this, because I don't think I asked Quacky this, but, like, you talking about this raised a question, since it's, like, you know, they named a server after him and shit. How big was, like, Toontown back then? Because it's, like, were you guys just at, like, the top of the community, and, like, everyone kind of, like, knew who you and Quackity were, and then, like, the other guy as well, and then, like, there was a lot of other people, or was it, like, sort of small, and, like, everyone just knew who everyone was?
I was, like, I wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, like, I was friends with, like, all the big people. So, to give you some context, the biggest Toontown YouTuber at the time had, like, 15,000 subs, and it was, like, absolutely massive. Like, everybody was like, holy fuck, that guy's, like, God.
This was, like in 2013, right?
Yeah, this was, like, you know, my, like, Toontown community days, like, go from 2013 to, like, 2015. The community was, like, pretty sizable for a while, considering that it was a dead game, and most people knew Quackity, because he was, like, 4,000 subs for, like, the Toontown community is, like, a pretty sizable chunk, you know, it wasn't, like, at the very top, but, you know, everybody knew him. He was, like, a big meme, I guess, because he made, like, these, like, really, like, unique text-to-speech videos back then about Toontown. I knew everyone that was quote-unquote big. I was, like, always moving in those circles. I was around all those people, and it's so funny, because I used to, like, look at this guy that had, like, 15,000 subs, and I was like, this guy's absolutely massive. Like, this guy's absolutely, like, crazy big. And now,
well, back in 2013, that was actually, like, a reasonable size, too.
Yeah, yeah.
In general. Because then, like, yeah. That was, like, when million was, like, or 100,000 was, like, a huge deal, like, back in 2013.
Fuck, so. What an ancient time. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, now 100,000 is just like, ah, you got there, now you gotta get a million to any sort of relevancy. 100,000, eh, that's nothing.
Oof. Yeah, pretty much, yeah, yeah. And, yeah, it was just really, like, I don't know, it was a weird experience. I don't know, people from that community always, like, reach out to me, and they're like, oh, it's crazy to, like, see you, both of you guys, like, grow so big, you know, and it is crazy, because, well, you know, for me, it's, like, kind of different, because I feel like I always had, like, the support from you guys and Quackity, so it's, like, my growth was a bit, like, different, but, like, especially for, like, Alex, aka Quackity, it's just so, like, it's so weird, because I literally went from watching him, like, upload fucking Toontown videos that would get, like, 1,000 views in the first day, to now just, like, live streaming a fucking raid to, like, 27,000 people. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then he gets, like, 1,000 views in, like, 10 seconds on a video.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, no, my channel's dead, you know?
almost hits a million subscribers. My channel's dying! I love that kid, but fuck.
That also, like, leads to a question I have. Like, what? Okay, so I knew you for, like, a year and a half. I don't think I've actually ever asked you this, like, formally, but it's like, what motivated you to start uploading? Because you only started uploading, like, a couple months ago. It's so, like, what motivated you to, like, actually start uploading and trying to grow?
Alex always tried to, like, force me to upload. Like, he's been trying to tell me to upload, like, for, like, 2 to 3 years at this point. Like, I remember, like, the first time I, like, really, like, had, like, a massive, like, one-on-one call with him, like, where we got, like, really deep, he was like, yeah, you're, like, a super funny guy. Like, if you start making videos, then I'll start, like, you know, like, helping you out with that shit. And I was like, yeah, you know, that sounds cool. Like, I always wanted to make videos, because I made videos in the Toontown community. Like, I didn't have that. I had, like, 500 subscribers, but it was pretty decent size for Toontown. The videos were, like, complete garbage, but it was, like, I enjoyed making them, so I always kind of wanted to make videos. I started uploading, like, a few videos in 2017. I made, like, How to Not Get Hacked, and then, like, this video about, it was, like, really shitty videos. They were, like, one of them was, like, a commentary video about this girl that, like, faked stories about meeting YouTubers. That video got, like, a lot of people loved that video for some reason. Like, even when I started uploading now, I didn't immediately remove that video, and it was just constantly getting views, and it was really weird to me. But what motivated me now is I don't know. I just got kind of bored because I felt like I wasn't doing anything with my life. So I was like, I had this like great idea because I always wanted to make a video on this like game that the Estonian government made because it's like the most fucking stupid shit ever. So I was like, you know what, I really want to make this video. I'm going to make it with Alex because, you know, we have like a really good back and forth, I guess, which is what I really appreciate about me and him.
Yeah, you do. Like, especially, it shined especially in that stupid Minecraft stream we had where you guys were like preaching to pigs and cows.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You guys have the history to make your chemistry like really fucking stick. Like, it's very clear you guys are comfortable with each other's personalities.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, it's, you know, both of us have, like, other people that, like, we get along with really well, and we get, you know, we also have good chemistry with, but I feel like when me and him connect, it's, like, we've known each other for so long, and we, like, literally, like, know how to bounce off each other, like, really well, which is great. But, yeah, now, like, what is it? So I first uploaded on, like, in, like, September, the start of September. Now it's December. That video has like 700,000 views, which is fucking crazy. Here I am. I mean, I was motivated by the fact that I just wanted something to do. And I also, I don't know, I just kind of like, I guess it was also kind of like, you know, the monetary side, just because like I want to help my mom out. You know, that's about it, you know. Because it's like the money isn't ever like the main focus, but I guess if like I would have to split my focuses in half, it would be, like, because I love kind of, like, I love making people laugh, I guess. I love putting out, like, some kind of, like, video. And then, like, when I get comments that are, like, oh, damn, like, I haven't laughed this hard at a video in years. Like, those are, like, my favorite fucking comments, because then I feel like I've really done something in my life. And then, you know, to, like, help my mom or whatever. Those are my two motivations.
Damn, Axel. Okay.
You're so altruistic. This is so, like real talk wholesome. It's like when it's like one of us, it's like, why do you want to do YouTube? Or at least with me, I'm just like, because I like money.
I like views and money. I like getting this bread.
I like
and
getting this bread.
I think all of us, like, it comes from a passion of like actually loving this shit. But like,
oh, I mean, yeah, obviously it's why we started,
like,
it
money,
to begin
money's part
with
of it. Like, it's nice, but it's like we love fucking doing what we do. But like, Axel wants to make money, but he also wants to make it so he can help the people he cares about. I respect that so fucking much, dude.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Like, at this point, it's like, I feel like if any YouTuber is like, oh, like, money's not part of, like, the goal, it's kind of like, I don't believe them ever. Like, obviously, there's YouTubers, like, there's some YouTubers that put, you know, more focus on it, some YouTubers put less focus on it. I don't really care either way. Like, I'm not, like, the kind of guy that, like, starts shitting on other people's grind. You know, if people do what they do and they don't really, like, use other people to shit on other people to get to, like, the goal that they are, or, like, you know, like, just, like, be a toxic person just to get that more money, then I don't really care. Like, everybody has, like, different goal in mind, and my goal is just to, like, kind of have something to do with my life, I guess. And then at the same time also, like, you know, make stacks for my mom, I guess. if that's a good way to put it. You know, it's I don't know.
Loudmouth episode 58 featuring the most wholesome person in existence.
Oh wow, that's definitely not me.
I'm really interested to see the comments on this one, actually. Like, I think we'll get a lot of, like, wow, I didn't know that about Axel. And I think that's kind of the main point Axel with when we, like, bring people on anyway.
So, like, I don't know Axel's Estonian.
Yeah, that's true.
I hope they would know that.
I didn't know that either. That's really interesting to know.
Yeah. Do you have any, there you go.
Every Eastern European we know has a American accent.
That's true. That's so true. Oh my god. Okay, Axel, do you have any other fucking Toontown stories that are interesting?
I mean, there's been, like, a few, like, there's a few, like, really serious ones, and there's also, like, a few, like, a few, like, really weird ones, like, there's a, it's really weird about the Toontown community, because I feel like now that it's been, like, 5 years since, like, the game closed, and, like, the whole, like, you know, the everybody's gone, like, their separate ways at this point. Like, there's there's this guy in the Toontown community that, like, worked on Toontown Rewritten, which was, the fan-made reincarnation of the game. He now, like, works for Facebook. Like, that's fucking crazy, you know? Everybody's, like, gone such, like, different routes. Like, there's so many people that I know that, for example, like, started college when I first met them, and now they're, like, about to be out of it. And I made so many friends through that game. Most of who I don't really speak to anymore nowadays, because, like, I got shit to do, they got shit to do, you know, it's respectable. But I also, like, my closest friends, like, Sam, Owen, Alex, like, all of them are from fucking Toontown. Like, I always joke about that game. I'm always like, damn, that game's a fucking pile of shit, which, you know, at time it is. But every few months, or, like, once a year, maybe, I kind of fall back into that game and kind of, like, play it again, just because I want to experience that same experience again, because it's just, I feel like I owe so fucking much to that game. It's actually insane. Like, if that game hadn't closed down, like, okay, shout out to fucking Bob Iger from Disney, because if he hadn't fucking shut that shit down, I wouldn't know Alex. I wouldn't be here right now. Like, I wouldn't be talking to you guys right now. I wouldn't be a YouTuber. I'd probably be a fucking drug dealer, honestly. I don't know what I'd be doing. So, shout out to Bob Iger for making millions of kids cry by shutting down their favorite game, because it was the best fucking thing that ever happened to me.
My favorite part is that there's still a Toontown feature in, like, one of the rides at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's also, like, the whole fucking, I was gonna say Toonville, but it's literally just called Toontown.
Yeah.
It's, like, the Toon area of Disneyland.
There's, like, a Toontown area, and there was, like, a little bit on a ride with a duck that we just screaming. It was like, it's Quackity! It's Quackity!
Oh, yeah, dude, there was a Toontown duck, yeah.
I wanna go to that attraction just to be like, wow, look at this.
If you're going to fucking VidCon, we could just go hit it up. It's in Anaheim.
Yeah, let's fucking do it. No balls.
We go to fucking Toontown. I've been like 3 times, I think.
Fuck, it looks just epic. Like a game.
That's it's a really interesting part of the park. It's closed a lot of the time, though. Especially late.
It's for kids.
Yeah, but, like, I want to go there. They don't gotta close it. They can leave it open, all right? All right, Buster?
It's a small world after all.
I hate that ride.
It wasn't that bad. It was
I hate
enjoyable.
It. It's so annoying. It's so
great,
fucking
dude.
Annoying.
We were doing Fortnite emotes
it was a
the
piece
whole time.
Of history.
But it's so annoying. I hate the song. It's so awful to hear. that ride makes me want to cry. I'm
now,
just saying.
I know we say this every episode we have a guest on, but, like, these questions are fucking awful.
Well, I got a good one. Somebody said, say something in Estonian, please.
Okay. Before I say this, there's this, like, really funny fucking, quote-unquote conspiracy theory happening amongst, like, Estonians that are, like, like it's not a fucking like widespread conspiracy theory, but I've seen like multiple Estonians mention it. It's like they comment on my video and there's like, you're not Estonian, you're just using our country for clout. But it's like, buddy, why would I use this fucking country for clout? Every time I mention this country, I get bullied immensely. Everybody's like, oh, fucking third world country, piece of shit. So it's like, I assume they say this because of my accent, but it's like, I don't know. I know a few Estonians that have a similar accent to me. I also know a few Estonians that have an absolutely like fucking ridiculous accent. Like, I don't know how to describe the Estonian accent, like the full-on like Estonian accent, but it's, I'm glad that I don't have it. I'm not gonna diss anybody that has it, but I'm just personally glad that I don't have it. I don't know what do you want me to say? I'll say what you want me to say.
Say my name, Jeff, and they didn't say anything. Just say my name, Jeff, in Estonian.
Joe, well, give us something that sounds very definitely Estonian.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, say my name, Jeff, in Estonian.
What is something in Estonian? What is something in Estonian that would most definitely sounds like it's not any other language?
El maridan suerto.
That sounded Spanish, I'll be honest.
Wow. Oh shit. Well,
say my name, Jeff, in Estonian. Just do it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Just do it.
Munimi on Jeff.
You were trying to get me to not have him say it. Okay.
Did you say subscribe to Loud Mouse?
Deliga Loud Mousey Podcasty.
Okay. Here's another question that I think is good. This is actually a decent question.
Who's going to read it?
I'll read it. What are some big culture differences between Estonia and North America? What's something you find weird that we find normal or vice versa?
The biggest, like, difference, if, like, an American were to come to Estonia, the biggest difference is that they would notice is, American culture is so much more, like, extroverted. Like, everybody on, like, this is, like, I don't really have any personal experience in this, but from what I've, like, seen and what people have told me is that, like, you know, people in America, on the streets, for example, they're way more extroverted. You're way more likely to have a conversation with some, like, random person on the street than you are here, because in Estonia, and this is just like Northern European culture in general, like you can find like a ton of memes about like Finnish people, for example, and how like they're in bus stops, there's like 8 people at bus stops, but then there's like 15 feet of space between them, because personal space is like a really big deal. And it's the same shit here. Like, you don't, everybody kind of has this like really fucking cold and depressing look on their face. And sometimes it really like annoys me, because I'm like, damn, I'm so fucking tired of seeing these same fucking depressed fucks every single day. But in reality, they're not like that depressed. It's just like the culture.
They're
like,
just straight faced.
Really, yeah, it's like super like fucking introverted, like an introverted culture. Everybody here minds their own business. I mean, every now and like, I feel like it's the fucking old ladies on the bus that are the most fucking extroverted. Like, the most conversations I've had with random people in public are just like random people on the bus, like old ladies on the bus. It's that's like the biggest cultural difference, is that people are way more introverted. There's also I don't know. I was talking to Anna about this, so that this is kind of like relevant. But this is like most of like America versus the world is just like, I've noticed that America has like a really big problem with tipping culture, which is like, I'm not saying that like I mind tipping waiters or like delivery people. If they give a good service, I always tip them. But in America, it's literally to the point where you have to tip them. Like, if you don't tip them, then you're an asshole. But here it's more like, I don't tip every person that serves me. I tip them if I really like the service. I mean, my mom, for example, like, she's like, I don't know, it's really funny. Like, she fucking loves tipping people. She's always, like, so happy to, like, give them money. This sounds, like, kind of bad, but, like, she's really, like, wholesome about it. But me, myself, I don't tip every time, maybe because I'm, like, for a while, I just wasn't that rich. So I was like, fuck, I'm not giving you my money. I don't have money myself. Like, why would I tip you, right? But in America, I've noticed I've noticed that, it's like the you literally have to tip them. Like, I don't know if this is like true, but it literally seems like you have to tip them.
It's very much expected, because, like, that seems like the biggest cultural difference I've seen between America, or at least the most common one that I see between America and other countries, is that, like, tips, like, they almost factor into, like, a waiter or waitress's wage. Like, they don't always get killed minimum wage, because tips are supposed to make up for what they don't get paid in minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not so much a tip for good service, it's a tip to pay the rest of their paycheck sometimes.
Yeah, it's strange
how that works.
Yeah, it's fucked. It's fucked.
Yeah, I don't like how companies like take advantage of the tipping culture here, and like they just use it to pay their workers instead of like actually paying them a living wage. It's supposed like a tip's supposed to be a bonus, not like their fucking wage.
Yeah, if they did a good job. Yeah, there's been times where I've gone to like a restaurant and it's like they did a really crappy job, and I'm like, I'm not gonna tip them. And then like whoever I'm with is like, oh, but we should tip them. But I'm like, no, we're not gonna tip them. It's like, they can't spit in your food. They already gave it to you.
That's
yeah,
true.
Also, so I learned about this recently. So you guys know the app DoorDash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't know this, but Anna told me, and I just looked it up to confirm it's true. So when you order through DoorDash, you know how it says, like when you go to order, it gives you the tip first before you get the order? So with the tip, what that tip is, right, that's what they use to pay the employees. So if you give a tip, DoorDash is just pocketing more money. Like, the amount the DoorDasher is paid doesn't change. And I didn't know that. So, like, DoorDash is just taking advantage of the tipping culture in America to get people to tip so that, like, they have to pay less to the people who are, like, working. So, like, they'll just pocket more money, basically, if you give tips on DoorDash.
Yeah.
From what
fucked.
I've read. So, and then, like, if you go on, like, fucking... I looked it up, but it's just one-star fucking websites and shit. People are talking about it, and they're like, oh yeah, this fucking stuff sucks. So, yeah, that was really, really shit. So, like, I don't know. The tipping culture is, like, annoying to me. Because it's like, these people should be paid living wages already. Like, they shouldn't rely on my tips to, like, survive. You know? It's like, it should be a bonus. You know? Like, it shouldn't be like, oh, I need tips to live.
Exactly. Exactly.
So... Yeah, I don't like tipping culture. Not that I don't want to tip people, but it's like the corporation should pay them more money.
So like what you're saying is you don't want to tip people because you hate waiters and food services?
Exactly. Thank you. You nailed it on the head.
Damn,
you
nailed
it.
I'm writing the article now. It's going right to Vice.
They would totally fucking report that.
Lord almighty. I'm looking through these questions. Here's a good one. Are you studying something? If not, what would you want to study?
Yeah, I'm studying. I'm not specifically, like, majoring in anything or like that, but I am, like, taking classes. If I would have to, like, pick a major, I would probably do, like, if it was, like, a, you know, if it was something that I, if I wanted to do something that I loved, I would do history, because I love history. I mostly love history because I had like a really good history teacher. I also had a really shitty history teacher in one of my school experiences, but I guess the really great history teacher kind of stuck with me. History is like such a, in my opinion, to people who I've spoken to. People who fucking hate history usually had, like, a really shitty fucking teacher that would literally, like, because I had a teacher, what she would do is she would write the fucking instructions on the whiteboard. She would be like, okay, read these pages, and then write about this, answer these questions. And then she would fucking sit there eating her sandwich. Like, there was no interaction. It was just fucking reading and writing.
I had a history teacher like that, and I also had an English teacher that was like that, but 10 times worse. So.
Yeah, like, if anybody teaches like that, it's fucked. Like, they have no fucking passion. They don't fucking care. Like, then I had a history teacher who was, like, super interactive. Like, she was, like, super great at, like, telling the stories about history, and then she was super great about, like, getting us engaged. She was super great at making you want to listen and making you feel interested in even, like, the most boring details about history. Because... if you really think about it, then history is, like, a massive fucking meme. Like, people were stupid, especially, like, during monarchies, because people that were absolute fucking idiots got into power, like, even more so than today. Like, even more unqualified or whatever. So it's, like, it's so funny You know, it's history is fucking hilarious because it's just constantly.
History is really fucking interesting.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. Just idiots.
I heard someone say that like they have very little interest in fictional worlds because like sometimes history and like the world we live in now seems so fictional. Like it seems crazy that you can't. It's too crazy to make up.
Yeah,
some of that shit's really crazy. Some of that stuff's really insane. Like I can't really think of like an example off the top of my head, but like
when you look at it in like outside of the context of numbers, the Black Plague sounds like something out of like fucking Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, I mean like and then like public executions, like yeah. That's so fucking unheard. That like that crazy. Never and happens like, anywhere
the
we
thing
live.
Is, though, like most fictional worlds are just derived from different like variety, like varyingly crazy parts of history.
Yeah, like create. even like I don't know. Wait, when were like. When were dragons brought into play?
Dragons like were brought like into play around, like, the... it was Middle Ages. Those were all from Arthurian tales.
When was
usually the dragon
like, what about
stood
Asian
for different
dragons?
Things.
Weren't those, like, a lot older?
Yeah,
those
I
were
think...
significantly older, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really... How the fuck did that work, though? Like, it's, like, two completely separate societies... Well, not completely separate, but, like, very...
They rarely
like,
interacted.
Well, they're
like, very separated societies come up with very similar things that... translate to the same word.
Their depictions were like, well, okay, their depictions were like really different.
They were different, like, but like, they yeah. were they're very widely considered like similar species. Like, it's
well,
weird.
It's the myth of like culture. So like the different cultures that develop, like a Western European dragon is going to be a representation of like pagan hordes or like Muslims or somebody that's like greedy. But if you're talking like a Chinese dragon, that's going to represent, God, I can't remember what those represent, but it's a good thing. The Chinese dragon is a good thing. So that's just a different
European
cultures.
Dragon, bad. Chinese dragon, good.
Dragons yes. aren't something you have to slay to get to the reward. It's like a good omen or something.
What?
I'm not entirely sure. I don't
yeah,
know much about
it. Chinese dragon, I think, is a good omen, I believe. I can't remember, but it's been a while. It's been... 2 weeks. I don't remember anymore.
Damn. That's a long time. Almost as long as we waited for you to get your Chinese food.
Okay, ass.
yeah, but like, I don't know.
Questions.
History? You're being sarcastic, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was about to say, all these questions are shit. There's a lot of people asking why you're bald.
Why I'm bald?
Yeah.
I don't know. I had, like, long hair for a while, and then I was like, I don't know, I don't fucking care. I don't care, I don't, because I used to have, like, I didn't have, like, fucking Henry-length hair. I didn't have it to, like, that fucking extent, but there was, like, a couple times where I would grow my hair to my shoulders, and then I'd be like, fuck, like, this is a fucking ass to take care of. Like, I would have to, like, plan my showers. I'd be like, oh, so I have to shower at this time, and then I have to, like, you know, I have to make sure that I have this amount of time to make sure that, like, you know, because I never used the fucking hair dryer. I always let it dry, so I had to wait fucking ages. But now that I don't have that much hair on my head, I just kind of go shower. And then it's immediately dry. It's like fucking magic.
That's the biggest perk.
It's also the biggest perk is like after I shaved my head, like I feel like I looked too samey for like the too long of a period. So after I shaved my head, I regained like my confidence when it came to my looks because I was kind. Yeah, because I switched it up because like for a while I felt like I was kind of like slowly becoming like. Not insecure, but kind of unhappy with the way I looked. And after I shaved my head, I was like, damn, bitch, I'm beautiful.
I am beautiful.
Yeah, that was pretty much me.
It's a song.
Singing in the mirror. I am beautiful.
Okay, so that picture of you where it's like you have your head shaved right down the middle and on the two sides, that was in the middle of you shaving your head?
Yeah, that was, there's two of those pictures, because there's one more recent one that I put on my Instagram where I recently shaved my head, and then there's the older one, which was the first ever time I shaved my head, and I was like, damn, let me, like, quickly take a picture of this, and then the picture, I look like I'm, like, about to fucking cry, like, I was like, what did I do, but I thought it was so fucking hilarious, and for some reason, I still think it's hilarious when I take pictures of me, like, mid-shave, where it's like, I've not completed the shaving.
Somebody asked, are you bald in a bucket hat? Does this answer your question?
Yeah.
Are you bald under the hat?
Wait, are you bald under the hair?
Somebody asked how many times you masturbate a week. And then they're like, I only do it once or twice.
Wrong podcast, wrong podcast.
Wow,
wrong
that's
podcast.
That's a great question.
They just put it at the end. I try only once or twice, but two times feels like I'm a letdown, though.
That's a really. I'm really glad that that person's getting that off his chest.
Why? Why would you tell us how many times you masturbate?
I like how this is just breaking you down, Brent.
It's like how many times do you jerk off a week? I try once or twice, but sometimes two feels like a letdown. It's like so detailed. Okay. I'm good.
So we're not answering that one, correct?
No, why? Why do you want to know how many times he jerks off? Okay. I'm good. There's no good questions.
Yeah, I know. There's not a single fucking... You people are just...
We got, like, the last two good ones.
Yeah. We got, is pegging weird question? So, I don't know. Actually, your thoughts on pegging?
That's, like, a long discussion.
That was...
I mean,
we had debates over this.
Well, I mean, okay, objectively, is it weird? Probably not. Objectively, it's probably a great way to achieve pleasure due to the male G-spot being in that location.
Yeah, why would they put the G-spot in our ass? Like, that's a good question.
Well, where else are you going to put it? Like, in your dick?
I don't know. Under the balls? On the balls?
In your dick. I mean, honestly, if pegging makes you happy, dude, just fucking do it. You know? I don't care.
If there was no G-spot in the ass, like, gay people physically couldn't exist.
I mean, they still could.
Yeah, true, they could, but it's like, the pleasure part of sex is a little harder.
This wouldn't be a G-spot.
The pleasure part of sex gets harder, I guess, I don't know, for at least one party.
We had, like, how long ago was a discussion about,
that
like,
discussion was a very
gay?
Long time ago, but
it was
very
like
long.
It was, 3
debate.
Hours long. Yeah. Like, we just...
But it was on whether or not pegging was straight or not.
Yeah, and then, like, we came to the conclusion it's a little gay. Or something like that. So.
That's a good mentality to have, Axel. If you like pegging, you know, peg the fuck out of each other.
Hell yeah, brother!
I did read the story about this one guy, though, that, like, I don't know, like, how he got to the spot, but he basically, he reached a goal in his life where, a goal, I don't know if I would call it a goal, but basically a situation in his life where he was really only able to, like, receive pleasure through pegging, and it ruined his relationship because his girlfriend wasn't really down with that. So it basically ruined kind of his life because it was, like, a long-time girlfriend. But he couldn't, like, achieve orgasm in any other way. So, you know, that was... I don't know. That's always on my mind. I don't know why I think about it that much. I mean...
I can't stop thinking about it. It's ruined my life. I can't stop thinking about it.
That's the story. Like, that's it.
That's it. Yep. Like, he just... Can only
you just think about a guy who gets fucked in the ass all the time, and you're like, oh man, that sucks.
I mean, it's just like, I guess it was a guy that before finding the male G spot was he had a very vanilla sex life, and he was like really happy in his relationship. But then once he started exploring those areas, that was really the only way for him. And then, you know, shit kind of fell apart.
So basically, you're saying the G spot felt so good, normal sex sucked.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, yeah.
Damn.
Huh.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yep.
So are we trying it now, or...
I mean, like, should we?
No. I can't. Nope, not happening. Y'all can try that out and tell me how it goes, okay?
I'll tell you how it goes. I'm all right.
Diesel, get over
I'm
here. We need an asshole to test with.
Brandon signed up already.
I didn't sign up. I just said I'm not going to do it.
Axel's ready. There we go.
Axel's
ready.
Yeah,
I'm down.
See? We're good.
All right. That's good. I'm glad. 2019.
Report back to us.
Okay.
I will.
Is there any other questions or anything?
No, there's nothing. The podcast is over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is it over? We good?
Someone asked if Axel's a boomer. Axel, are you a boomer?
Okay. This gives me the perfect opportunity to bring something up, okay? Am I a boomer? Yeah. No. But am I a boomer according to famous birthdays? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I was only
hold on. Why?
The only reason I want to bring this up is because these fuckers, this absolute garbage website, all right, put me on record saying this famous birthdays is a garbage fucking website made by, I don't know who the fuck makes that shit, but they emailed me, right? They emailed me like months ago. They were like, Axel, we've put you on this website. Please check if the information we put is correct. So I'm like, all right. YouTube name, actually. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's correct. Age. See, this is where it gets funny, okay? They put me down as a fucking 31-year-old, and At first, I was super fucking confused. But then I realized that they put so fucking little effort into your profile. The only reason they put you on the website is because, like, you might
it
be, like...
It drives traffic.
Yeah, it drives fucking traffic. They don't give a shit what they put on that page. Like, they put me as a fucking 31-year-old, because as this year, when I turned 19... I turned 19, not 31. I said, haha, I turned 31 today. I'm celebrating my 31st birthday. It was very clearly a joke. Anybody that would actually read the tweet would know that I was joking. But now, I mean, okay, it is my own fault because they emailed me and they were like, is this information correct? And I thought, haha, it's very funny. But now, like, people keep fucking messaging me asking me why I'm 31 years old and hanging out with, like, 17-year-olds. So...
It is your own fault.
It is my own fault. And then, like, my picture on famous birthdays is, like, kind of, like, creepy as well. So, it's just a fucking...
Look at this.
This website ruined my fucking life. Just,
like, every picture of you is taken from the same angle.
Yeah, it is.
You're listed as a YouTube star.
Yeah, they fucking listed me as a YouTube star when I had, like, 15,000 subs.
Number one, born in Estonia. Yeah, is Number Kappa one, web star on, born in Estonia.
Is Kappa on here yet?
I don't know. It's look him up time.
I don't think he is.
No, he's not there.
Oh
no.
My god.
Wait, is Hoover on here? Hoover's not on here.
Let me in.
We need to fucking get Hoover to beat Kappa.
I'm about to overtake you, Brandon, so watch out.
And popularity? Yeah, because everyone thinks you're fucking 31. That's why.
Everybody is like,
anyways,
I gotta see this
shit. I think we can wrap this video up here.
Okay, I'll wrap it up. Thank you guys for watching this podcast. Go subscribe to Axel down below in the description. Subscribe to our podcast, the only podcast on YouTube. Like the podcast, goddammit. Follow us on iTunes and SoundCloud too, goddammit. That's it. Oh, we also have Google now, but we need to put that in like the overlay and shit, so that's also going to be in the description, I think.
It'll be in the description. I updated it already.
Okay, we're good. Thank you for watching. That's it. Free real estate. Yay.